Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is the Bible principle of the tongue and its power, and we're doing part 12 of a 12-part series, and we're doing a final word. This subject is a very important subject to understand. We see in the book of Genesis where God created everything by his words. The Bible also says that God is still upholding everything that he created by the power of his words. This power and creative power in the word of God and his words. Mankind has been created in the likeness of God, not as God, but in the likeness of God to speak words of faith that create. We can also speak words that destroy. God wants us to understand that there's power in the tongue. Words create and words can destroy. Words have been put in position to create, and God wants us to create. In the ministry of Jesus, you will see where he spoke words of what he wanted all the time. He would come to a situation. He wouldn't speak what the situation was. He would speak the end result or the word or the answer that he wanted. God wants us to understand that what you put in your spirit man will eventually come out your mouth in word form. And that word coming out your mouth, remember, is seeds, seeds of faith or seeds of fear. God wants us to renew our mind to the word of God by the washing of the water, or God wants us to have our mind renewed to his way of thinking. And that's not brainwashing in terms of being religious or tradition. We are having our brain washed in some respect. We're getting the lies and the deception and the dirt washed out of our thinking to think Bible thinking and not worldly thinking. If you've understand the situation, the world is 180 degrees opposite to the Word of God. The Word of God does not make a person religious or tradition in that direction. It frees a person up. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. So it's important that we start to understand what you put in your heart is either fear or faith. And eventually that will come out of your mouth. Why? The Bible says out of the abundance of the heart or the spirit, the mouth will speak. So what you put into your spirit will come out of your mouth eventually. And if you've been saying things that the world says all the time, like, for instance, oh, my back is killing me. If you say things like that all the time, that's what's going back down into your spirit, man. And it will come out in abundance in any situation. You won't be able to speak in faith. You'll be speaking in fear. So it's very important. But what goes into our heart is words of faith. It's very important also to know there's power in words and power in the tongue. And you are the confirming witness on the earth. Do you confirm and be a witness with God and his word? Or are you confirming witness to Satan and the world's word, which is fear? God wants you to operate in faith-filled words. It's as simple as that. There's power in the tongue, and God wants you to understand that it's there from the very beginning when he created mankind. He put that into mankind. It's in the makeup of man to use words to create with. Thank you for being with me throughout this whole subject. I hope it's brought you to a whole new level of understanding and operating in faith as a believer. Thank you, and God bless.